Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big bad show tonight.
8:52 on the ticket. Biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com. Check out their show listings for the week. We have six pretty big shows coming to town. Let's run through the list and then we'll vote on which we think is the biggest. Let's start off with candidate number one, which is tonight at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. Don Felder.
Formerly of the Eagles.
He is the guy that came up with this guitar riff, probably the most famous. One of the most famous, certainly, in rock and roll history. And if you watch that Eagles documentary on Showtime, the two-part History of the Eagles, man, it got testy between Don Felder and Henley, and
yeah, they didn't get along there at the end.
And I think he's extremely bitter right now. I think he and Glenn Frey got into it more than anybody. Remember that, was it a political rally?
Yeah, what was that about? They were up on stage and they got to going at each other about something or another.
Some California senator that the Eagles were supporting, but Don Felder didn't support, and they got into a big on-stage dispute that basically led to Felder being kicked out of the band. And he never felt like he got to do as many songs as he wanted to do. You know, they traded off lead vocals and et cetera. Felder never got to sing as much as he wanted to.
Well, because he's in a band with Don Henley and Glenn Frey.
Yes.
Yeah, let them sing.
Exactly. Even Glenn Frey said, I relinquished a lot of my lead singing parts because we had Don Henley in the band.
Right.
And Felder just never could figure that out. But he is a brilliant guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a great guitar lick.
It's just a creepy song.
It can be. Greatness.
Yeah, and they told the story, and it was really cool that Felder used to send Frey and Henley guitar riffs, just parts that he would come up with, and sometimes they'd like them, but most of the time they would just throw them away. Well, they got this tape once, and Glenn Frey said, when we popped it in the tape recorder and hit play, and we heard this, that the way this song begins, he said, we knew we had something really, really special.
It was just him.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a solo career now.
Yep. All right, that's candidate number one. Candidate two, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday night at the Windstar up in Thackerville. It's a twin bill featuring ZZ Top and Jeff Beck.
Wow.
You don't like this song or you don't like ZZ Top?
The song kind of wears me out a little bit.
I was a bigger fan of ZZ before the this album,
ZZ.
This
Eliminator.
Yeah, and this electric sound.
Boy, I love this album. When I was in, I guess we were in high school maybe, or was it early college?
Yeah, I think it was a senior year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
This album came out.
This song has a great groove, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe a little more, I don't know, poppy or something than LaGrange.
Yeah. Yes.
They had big videos, right?
Yes.
They're good-looking women's.
Who was the famous one that was one of the legs models?
Christy Brinkley.
Was she in it?
No. No, you won't.
This.
You don't have the guts to find it.
They're based here and best here. Do you guys like ZZ Top in many ways just because they're a Texas band?
Yeah, absolutely.
I support them.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl Necklace.
And that takes its time.
Good song. This is a great song.
Like that voice, George?
Yes.
God. God. It sounds like it smells like coffee and potting soil.
Winston's.
Yeah.
There's no doubt you're listening to Butt Breath right now.
That's a
I forget what the story is of Pearly Gates. That's one of Billy Gibbons' famous guitars. It seemed like it was some guy, bought this guitar and just put it up under his, like a Les Paul, put it up under his bed, never really played it, and he died on that bed. And Billy Gibbons bought it from his widow or something like that. This pristine, I don't know what it is, 59 Les Paul. And that's become one of the more famous guitars in the world.
And also Jeff Beck on the bill. Friday night at the Windstar. You guys...
Yeah, I think he's greatness.
Fans of his?
Yeah.
No, he's great.
Now, isn't he the guy who, when I interviewed a concert goer at the Royal Albert Hall in November when we were in London with the Cowboys, isn't he the guy that fan referred to as the master?
Yes, so. I consider to be the master.
The monster.
Jeff Beck.
So you have a chance to go see the monster.
The monster.
Coming up on Friday night at the Windstar.
It was 70 now.
Man. Our candidate number three, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Chris Botti.
Bottom.
No, Botti, not bottom.
Bottom.
Awesome.
He is the master of the trumpet.
The world's number one ranked trumpet player now?
Yes.
And they ranked him.
Have a beautiful tone.
Four of his albums have made it to number one on the Billboard Jazz charts. He also hosts a radio show.
Does he really?
Mm-hmm. Now, what's wrong with this?
Oh, nothing. Nothing.
Nice.
I'm sorry.
That's beautiful. Listen to that tone.
It's just hard to fast dance to this.
Well, you don't like to fast dance anyway.
Yeah, I do.
And you, don't have to fast dance to everything.
I do.
All right, for a rockin' evening on Friday at the Verizon, Chris Botti will be there. Candidate 4, also Friday night, this at the JEXA Energy Pavilion, Lady Antebellum.
Like them.
Hi, guys.
Really like them. Vocally, I think they're great. They have beautiful harmonies.
Good to see you guys.
Now, they're the ones who made news at the CMAs a couple of weeks ago when their bus caught on fire on, I think it was I-30?
Yeah, the lead singer.
Her bus.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the big story was that the bus was burned to smithereens, save for one item, her Bible.
Indeed.
So and they were warring with the bird dogs. No. So
yes.
It's very suspicious.
I love them. I think they're great.
That was how God showed her that he loved her, by blowing up her bus but preserving the Bible.
It is amazing how we'll write the narratives on those tales.
Did they win anything, George, at the CMAs?
They were up for several. I don't know if they did win. But yeah, I mean, at the Grammys, at any country music awards, they're always up, and they've won a ton in the last 5 years.
Yeah, in 2011, man, they cleaned up the Grammys. And also in 2012, Best Country Album.
Yeah.
Let's see here. 2015, at the ACMs, they were nominated for Vocal Group of the Year, but did not win.
Okay.
Told you.
People's Choice Awards this year, they won Choice Country Group.
Told you.
And last year, they won Choice Country Group at the Teen Choice Awards.
We told each other that one.
All right, Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Windstar in Thackerville, Bob Dylan.
Oh, my goodness,
holy
really?
Holy cow.
That's right.
Heard about this.
Man, does the Windstar get some big shows?
Well, they do. Early one morning, the sun was shining. Has anyone heard Dylan within the last 5 or 10 years sing?
No, I have. Nobody. No
what
human
sound
being.
Like?
Gravelly.
See him in person? Yeah. Or you just like see him on... Really?
Yeah, I saw him at Nokia or Verizon, whatever they're calling it now. Grand
How
Prairie.
Was it?
It was a great show.
Yeah.
Merle Haggard opened, which was probably better, if I'm being honest.
See Dylan once, shouldn't you?
Yes, you have to
probably.
See Dylan once.
Didn't you go see him like 15, 20 years ago, Gordo?
I did.
Doogie?
Yeah.
In an outdoor setting somewhere downtown?
No, it was at the Deep Ellum Live or somewhere. It was like in a, I don't know. It seemed like it was a warehouse we were in, to be quite honest with you.
Goo.
How was it?
Goo, 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 goo.
Okay, I can't talk to him. I was trying to have a conversation with him, but
I certainly appreciate his genius, but I've never just fallen all over myself for Dylan. I've never bought any of his work. But when his songs come on, I don't turn them off.
Yeah, and he is so much genius, writing genius.
Do we maybe go a little bit overboard?
I don't know.
Okay, all right.
You know, his writing must be genius for him to obtain legendary status with that voice, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because everybody just fights through the voice to get to the lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah. And endorsed by every musician.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a
big claim.
Such a legend. Well, he is. I mean, look
endorsed
how many,
by.
Well, look how many rock groups have covered his songs and made hits out of them if they weren't already hits.
Well, it seems like oftentimes the covers are better than the originals.
Sometimes.
That Scorsese documentary, No Direction Home, is tremendous.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Did it expose any weird quirks about him? About Dylan?
Yeah, basically just talk about his younger days more than anything. A lot of live footage from, you know, back in the 60s
and
stuff.
I'd be interested in that because I don't know much about that.
A lot of drugs?
There was drugs talked about.
No, I meant were you doing drugs when you watched it?
Well, of course.
What's the problem?
Gosh. All right, that's Candidate 5. And finally,
you
Candidate 6.
Got to have a little blow.
Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the American Airlines Center, The Who.
Oh, my goodness. George, you'll be all into this, right?
Should be. I love The Who.
I think I'm going to this.
Really?
Yeah. I was invited by a buddy, but I haven't heard from him lately.
When I was a kid, though, when this song came on MTV, I was so defeated.
This
You're kidding
song?
Me.
Swear to you.
This is one of the greatest songs ever.
I know. Well, when I was a kid, man, it just seemed like it lasted for forever. And
yes. Gosh,
I also used to hate when Mick Jagger, I'm not waiting on a lady. When that would come on MTV, I was just comatose.
You're nuts. Those were big stop-down moments for me. I'd blast the speaker on the TV, especially when this one came on.
Well, then you're stupid.
This is one of the greatest grooves ever.
Yep.
I love this song.
Still haven't gotten to the chorus.
That's okay.
You gotta let the song breathe sometimes.
Still haven't gotten to the chorus.
Start the lineups for your Dallas Mavericks.
They're working on it. They're getting to the chorus now. Here we go. One and a two and a three. No.
Just
okay.
No one has more musical impatience than you. And
if
you like James McMurtry,
yes.
He lets the song breathe.
Boy, does he.
You're right, George.
No one may.
The difference is McMurtry lets it breathe in order to annoy everyone who's come to
yes.
see him.
You're a jerk, sir. You are a jerk. All right, here we go. Chorus in. One and a two and a three. Here we go. All right, who? Let's go. Ready? And chorus.
You are.
No, not yet. Okay.
You are musically incompatible with me. You just are.
Good.
We just don't see the world the same way.
Right.
You like Dancing Queen?
Hold on.
I like
here he comes.
Who.
Here he comes.
That's
here
okay.
Comes.
No, put on Dancing Queen.
Oh, no,
that's a much better song.
Verse.
That gets right to the hook for Gordo. Put on Dancing Queen. There you go.
Yeah.
Does that make you happy?
All right, now listen how quickly they get into it.
And still don't hear any words.
And here we go.
And here we go now.
Three,
nope, nothing,
two, one.
We'll not hear anything. That doesn't make it any better.
This used to be a good segment.
You know, one more footnote on The Who before we vote. The one thing that makes me uncomfortable about them now, and this is their Who Hits 50 tour. They're 50 years old, although the band members are much older.
70, yeah.
Is that Roger Daltrey still does the shirt unbuttoned down to the navel and gold chains and the spray-on tan. And it just doesn't work, in my opinion, with a 70-year-old.
I know. I give him a free pass, though, because he's Roger Daltrey.
I know. He's
so great.
Possibly.
Awesome voice.
Possibly the greatest, just in terms of voice quality.
Absolutely.
Greatest lead singer in rock history.
Yes. But probably not.
Just starting to hate you.
I am too.
Starting to?
No, the Who's a great band. You know, they lost their bass player just a couple years ago.
Yeah, and they kept touring, right? Like the night after they played?
Yeah.
It was a little weird.
Canceled a few dates, I think.
I don't know if they missed a beat.
They didn't miss too many dates.
They had someone up there singing Boris the Spider the next night. John Entwistle.
And did you hear they also lost Keith Moon?
Well, yes.
Yeah, that was a long, long time ago.
Yes.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it? What a big week this is. Candidate number one, Tuesday at Verizon. That's tonight. Don Felder. Candidate number two, Friday at Windstar. ZZ Top and Jeff Beck.
Hmm.
Candidate number three, Friday at Verizon. Chris Bode. Candidate four, Friday at JEXA. Lady Antebellum. Candidate five, Saturday at the Windstar, Bob Dylan. Or candidate six, Saturday at the American Airlines Center, The Who, George.
Man, I love The Who, but I think the biggest show coming to town is Lady Antebellum.
Hey, Gordo.
Jeff Beck.
And ZZ Top.
I've never heard of them, but Jeff Beck.
Sean.
Dylan.
Jer.
This one's tough, but I think the best show is going to be The Who.
Okay, you know we vote on biggest show.
Biggest show, yeah.
Clarification.
I would agree with that, too.
Biggest and best.
Fernando?
Bob Dylan.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say, given the venue and their legendary status, The Who, but that means we have a tie between Dylan and The Who.
I vote Dylan. Can I just change it to Dylan then?
Yes.
Okay, Dylan.
All right, there you have it. Biggest show is Saturday night at the Windstar, Bob Dylan.
All right, what's next in the court?